Shalom from Yerushalayim. It is a wonderful blessing to be with you. And as far as I know, there will be prayer at Prayer Mountain today. So our next call will be at 15 minutes past the hour, which is going to be 12:15 for you. And I just got confirmation from Lynn Brim. Yes, there is prayer at Prayer Mountain today. So they'll be there at 12 noon. There'll be food there. And then we'll all be praying together at 15 minutes past the hour, which is 8:15 here in Jerusalem. We better check and find out where Max is. Where are you, Max?
I just called in. Boy, it's been a very, very busy week. I am back into Jordan, and tomorrow I am leaving at 10:30 a.m. For Minneapolis. So tonight is my last night here. God has been good. You know, there's a lot of things been accomplished. I had a meeting last night. No, yesterday my meeting was from 1 a.m. until 8:30 a.m. all night. We have.
You're talking about all night there in Jordan.
All night. It was like an emergency meeting, but we accomplished a lot. So I slept yesterday the majority of the day, and I slept also last night a little bit, and here I am, awake and
thank you,
wide,
Father.
Good to go. Praise the Lord. Just want to
thank you
everybody
for good rest.
Yes. Thank everybody for everything that they did for us, for our ministry, for the meeting, for the conference we have in Jordan. And thank you so much for all the birthday wishes on my birthday. Thank you. And I'll respond to
you had
most
a birthday?
Of them.
I didn't even know it. When is your birthday?
Well, my birthday, you probably forgot, the 13th. I'm a week after you, the 13th of December.
But, my goodness, forgive me, Max.
No, you're fine. Last year, I think I was with you in Jerusalem.
Well,
no,
I'm telling you.
I can't remember.
I forgot about it.
Yeah,
I've been
I
so busy on
practice.
The tour that I forgot about it, but I shall send you a greeting in the mail. And I got a greeting from the Jordan team. The first card I opened this morning was from the Jordan team. They all signed and wished me a happy birthday, and that was a blessing. We're having a wonderful, marvelous tour in Israel. Now, I haven't been blogging because we've been doing it with video. And if you're following me, you have seen some amazing things, all the way from the progress at Migdal Arbel to the wonderful times we've had all along the way in the Christian sites, in the everywhere. And then last night, they pulled it off. They surprised me. And so I'm sitting here in my room, and Shelley comes in, and she's kind of talking and kind of not talking, and Guy's calling her. And I don't know. Then finally we walked down, and I knew we were going to have a farewell dinner because Mac and Lynn and several of those who came with them were leaving. The rest of the group, most of them leave tonight. So I knew we were having a farewell dinner, and we all dressed up. So finally Guy told her, I had come home early yesterday, and so Guy called her and said that, you know, the group was in, and they had gone to the wall, and they had watched the lighting of the Hanukkah candles there at the wall with Benjamin Netanyahu, and they had seen the dancing and the singing and all the people there. And I walked in, Shelley and I walked in, and there at the end of the hall was a huge happy birthday to Billy Brim, balloons with my names on them, all kinds of great blessings all around, and we had musicians there. And these musicians were from the very edge, out at the very edge where the real, real pioneers live. And they came in, and they sang, and they played, and we all danced together. And we sang Mashiach, 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 one of the most popular songs that's ever been in Israel. And the words are taken from the statement of faith of the Jews, and they are this: I believe with complete faith in the coming of Mashiach. If he delays his coming, I still believe that he will come. And there we were last night singing and dancing, all of us together, religious Jews and Christians, singing Mashiach, Mashiach, Mashiach. And I know heaven was watching. You have got to see that. Now, I don't know all the ways you see it. Probably on Facebook, probably somehow on other social medias. But it will be a blessing for you to watch. And then people gave me gifts. It was so precious. And gave gifts to Migdal. And that is just a wonderful, wonderful blessing to me. We had such wonderful unity, such a marvelous trip. It was just absolutely the anointing of God. Praise the Lord.
Miss
and
Lily?
So we'll be, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just remembered we have a lady, one of our church members. Her name is Karen. Karen is 80, I think, 80 or 82 years old. I'm not sure the age, but
I know her.
Yeah, we need to pray for her. She's in the hospital in the ICU, heart condition.
All right, we'll definitely do that.
I got a
we'll
message from Quinn because
that.
Quinn left before me, so.
We will definitely do that. Bless the Lord. I really look forward to prayer today with all of you. We have WWPs on this trip, and they were going to try to get them back early today so that they could be on the call here, too, from Jerusalem. Lord, I can't thank you enough. I cannot say thank you enough. And I'm quite sure that my brother Max is the same way. He can't say thank you enough for what you've done and how you've manifested yourself. Last night, the Spirit of the Lord was so powerful. One young man, a mother, sent her son with us for his Christmas present. Just a young man in his probably 20s. And God so visited him on this trip. We need to have more young people. We had quite a few young people this time. And God just blessed him at the wall. And then last night he came up and told me how blessed he'd been. And I laid hands on him and out he went under the power there at the birthday celebration with everybody watching. I don't know what some of them thought, but the Spirit of the Lord was upon us. The Spirit of the Lord was upon us. So amazing. And now as we pray, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Wherever we are, he's in us and he's on us. And we want to lift up with our understanding certain things, Lord. We want to lift up our leaders. You told us to pray, first of all, for those in authority. Here we are in agreement, all of us together, using our authority, thanking you for the revelation of Colossians chapter 1, that you fitted us for the inheritance of the saints in the light and transferred us out from the authority of darkness. How glorious it is, Lord, to be free. We're free. And you've translated us into the kingdom of your beloved Son. And from that place, we ask you to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Let in the eyes of our hearts be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and, Father, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power, your resurrection power, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet. And you gave him head to the body over all things. And we who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but you who are rich in love and glory and hesed, when you quickened him. You quickened him head of a body. When you raised him, you raised the body with him. And when you seated him, you seated the body together with and in him. And, oh, Father, how glorious it is that from heavenly Jerusalem, from the throne of God, we are seated and pray. And some of us here today are in earthly Jerusalem. But we are all over the earth, and therefore we have an authority together. And we do say unto you, Satan and you kingdom of darkness, we have authority over you. And we right now lift up those in authority, those in governmental offices, our president, Donald John Trump, Benjamin Netanyahu, the King of Jordan, the State Department,
yes.
Everybody who's got any authority, Lord. We keep the devils away from them. Oh, God, I've seen men come into office and then devils take over. So we're not going to be, reticent in using our authority to keep the devils off of them.
Yes.
And in the name above every name, we say unto you, demons that would try to work down through these government leaders and departments, and also through the pastors and the civil leaders, we come against you, our own pastors, our own leaders. Each of us have them. We say to you, Satan, you stay away. And you stay away from our derricks in the name above every name. We bind you. You will not be able to operate in the derricks of Max and Quinn and my derrick and my family's derricks and all of the people who work with me in your field and the derricks of those on the trip. You will not be able to touch them in the name above every name. You get your hands off all the monies that anybody on this call needs to do what God has called them to do. Oh, in the name above every name. Dearest Father, we so look forward to the coming ages, the coming kingdom. We know that there are judgments between. We know that Satan is fighting his last battle for survival. But as long as we're here, Father, you've given us authority to hold back the Antichrist. And we use our authority to do that right now in Jesus' name. We lift up those in the body who are sick.
Mm.
Our sister,
yes.
There in Minneapolis.
Yes.
Any others, Father, that are on this line and they have got someone they're praying for who's sick. Dear fellow believers, just lift up that name to the Lord. Holy Father, you heard those names. Come with the healing power. Dear Father, we've been to the place just yesterday where Jesus bore our sickness and our pains and our sins on the cross. And we've been to the tomb yesterday that's empty. He's risen. He's risen indeed. And so we claim the healings and the absence of pain that Jesus got for us, especially, Holy Father, for this prayer army. And Father, our dear sister, may a new heart from heaven come, born on angel wings and delivered to her body. Lord God, we do thank you. We're celebrating Christmas here. I believe that at the time of the conception, when you sent that angel, Gabriel, to that little girl, that little woman, Mary, oh, we're so thankful, Father. Thankful for Mary. Thankful for Joseph. Thankful for all the shepherds. Thankful for everybody who had to do with your wonderful gift. your wonderful, wonderful gift. We thank you for him. We thank you for each other. Praise the Lord. You know, yesterday at the store of our friends, and many on this line will remember them, Moshe and Dove, I wasn't there, but some of the friends on the tour told him it was my birthday. And he said, what really happens on your birthday is God gives you as a gift to the world. And then you're supposed to be a gift. Father, we thank you for the gift that Max is. We thank you that you unwrapped him, brought him to yourself, and that he's a true gift to the body of Christ and to this age. Father, in the name above every name, Avro Dashing Dubakwa, Benyo Noku Washka, Baletonia, Baletonia, Baletonia. Mangolo kofrahali kongolok to lokoto shankyana kotme. Elidushko tanjili boho faktyana ko praktyana ko briktiete. Oh, Father, so good to pray with these people. Minduhu fa patito nukwa. Izangora bali to tjana kohro kodashka da briktiete. Ango freheli kopra. Kare koto ho shante kopra la kapito. Minwe ha shori amanakia do kofrek di antopra. Ishwa non je ne kwa. Bufrito wa shwa tofrika do kohle kapra. Mancho no kohura kabikto no koshakta no koto vedunya. Oh, Father, Father, thank you. Kwisando kopaka. O enyero to vedje. Igele gobre frakai, afirando no koshetibra bacho no. Ale gobre hete kafra. Manto to koshetia no koto. Ea, tala kopra. Manto to go bapito no kona kapi. Fridoshka tanje de gohuru ko dan, bele gohuru ko devra doshka nje. Amputo ko prevre katia. Isha to do goho shang, to do goho shang kambre, kato ko fregde de gohuru ko mbabara kai, ko unje ne ko. Oh, la fracati lianto. Krabi danier tono compre che ti gata ha sciocche. Uita nano quario delle cocore compre che dico occene qua. Egele capracto fractiano. E se codo vole capre che dico cosa compre. Mancio vecchie. Mancho vecchia mica. Mancho vecchia mia comba a vito non iero tala bellettotta. Grisca tonce di macca. E giudio non che masco non c'è. Ushwa na metwe, a jodu kufre, de la kodoshka dabri kata kofronge, ili kobre, ishu ushwa, vra kodonje, de kodoshka. Ritua fraka de ele kangara kadi ichu, a shana metia, do da govra katito. Kambi hetiano non go, bele tanya ne kwa. Kibra ti fra konje ne kwa la kobe, e že no kopri vra konje ne kwa, e že ne kwa kopra kati to to koho še tje. Paško to preka, mosapri. Njot to fra kala kongri, ka to ko ože peli tonje ne kwa, to da go tapri, ka te go tonče. Movrete iliando. Mando tocabila tienu colai. Evia nostiatunu capalatai. Beshetela, beshetelai. Betionano qua. Betionano qua cacafitto. Gleto, pleto, gleto. Nangoro godosha capre. E di coro combra. Prationo combre. Mangolo hovacchia. Toro gobrivra dasca donge de coco la maniata. Crapita coole. Gevaro cotoveshanka. Ushua, panciano, coroco dereca, fratiano, codotoco, oce. Mancoroco bela, fratonio. Vale cahalai. Osapa, osapa tica. Rante frenio tumo qua. Ianiene fracotoco bela, caiana, calacangangia. La bideco. La bideco le chicca. La bideco le conganghie. Pasco d'ombre che ti caffra. Masco d'ocoro coto e giacombre che ti cotombre che ti callaila. I sciutubre caffrai. I gete vretà. E mea tofra chiei. E vito fra la i bratio fali che cracaia ani ani patio rapito cani peggio dobra catafra cora maniacto toco obitio cabelletto horsconca. Macho frecchia, macho frecchia, macho frecchia, mi qua. E je de courgeois. Cavalletto recapitio. Gavil coto hashenge. Gavil coto, magoto coprecchia. Givrogo dove c'è capangia. Capricato con le cambracchia na coce. E se copredi a vangoro godosca da caraconcianto? Oh, papellito, papellito. Grippa ignora, manacchia. E se tato. Che ficatio te sceppa con la lì. Ganga la fractola quieto nani. Abri ta fracola chiato. Cache, calandia nani. Come la titia na cohora con d'ombra. Dica la cahara catianta to cohosha cambra. E se tocco con le caprecchie ne cai, aga la copre che te caha. Un buon frugo d'uscio, capito compri che dito, menioto malatia, capito cohosciang, da precato con le cabracati e giata. A peccatogne ne qua dalla copra cataria manno qua. E se a tocco sciocca tocco ora cambacca. Masco tobri che te cohole che a bracca tania ne cohola. Именно кое прокатение на кур кабвение на кур гудабри, прашка доньер, то кошка даньяк, то рого бредья, и капра нерто, и капра нерто вия. Манде хишка брака да хашанде. Кабрикатье. Пабрикатье. Кабрикатье хифа. Усеке. Дом бекатиска.
Камбахала.
Кашем бекадека. Сито, 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 сито. Бафругу душва. Гиду дудака прокафитнчо, но корка дичьо токого лека. Кравидан йорто, кравидан черто кошванте. О саби катане не кокула кипака. Маню но вете май. Маню но кверо. Макуня. И си ди кошва тито, капра ката франге. Май, яшонде лика. Майя шундре кака. Гриватоня, гриватоня, гриватоня. Себрати и шапту. Кравита де кухушам кяпа. Ади де кухрека де дика анчерико ушакака. Апрека де кухулетие. Матюно кухурико диакторо гудойша камбре. И галеко превка то чудо кошенке на кого копа, и веле то го кампакто на кото кошакта на кока. О, father, 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 father. И жал до ко мая. Жалебо тефрен нагуа. Мито, мито, мито. Каврго до ели капра, кате кого шанте, не го тошка тапре. Апита кафре, и няндо до коба, а сеньорто, манго лого брете, не го тошка тапре. Манго лого до хапсичо. Килигала коа, не, ная. Грида чону кого жатете, кава чону кваска таче, эганю но ква лавретье ни муа, и не атора сито раме, раме, и не атора сито раме. Oh Lord, we worship you. Gamstiano no cobilita. Imene qua, imene qua. Mangoro do shakwa ki pa colo cumbre. Masco do fehidica lande no corgo dasche di bracatiano cop. Манго до кошаке. Мишка там прекатика. Буфрете, Ане. Буфрете, Мия. Буфрете, Канга, и Ледия, Фрония, Кобра. Машоте. Машоте, Финя, на ква, пока локо, пепи, актос. Kama naka kaka, goro ko tebre. Pushwafra katanya no kwersko dombre ketekalaitya. Kriva tor manakai. Meshko dobre hi faktya. Ishi de kahalai. Africa do go la ka, Africa do go la kambrecio. Isha do go ho shang do go ho shaka, Africa do go hala. Menyoro ta e a fantotia. Giveru go do hoshwa. Mansho no kobre, Africa do go la kambre, ke di katashka. Blu shave mangologo dibro. Kebrohota anier nono ka. Ngamba kete. Mishwa frakoto gohole kakala katanje de godoshka. Iji de goshwa pratishkatia. Medico fra. Ajuto kuhuru pengambra kada kuhuru kuprekia. Anya ne kuahara kumprekia tika hashakia. Mashko tofrakia. Mele tufra. Manya ne kuhuru kuda preka de kuhuru kambrekia ni katache. Egele kahalik. Kyo, karakatyande. Mehityacho. Gebele tahabai. Gabarakoto hushakyanda. Blevarato hushakyanto. Kravita kohula kambraktyana kadashka. Pashko debre. Mecho no ko makana katinya. Dear Lord, we just thank you that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. I would like to encourage you to make sure that the number one thing you give this Christmas is love. We went yesterday to the place of the crucifixion. And it was not on a hill with two crosses, a grassy hill. It was on a main thoroughfare. And the Romans kept the trees, the posts in the ground all along the way, because they did many crucifixions. And what Jesus would have carried would have been the cross piece on his shoulder. And he would have been hanged up there in a public place where people passing by could see. The Romans wanted them to see. And they spat on him and yelled at him, and he bore our sins. And no matter what they did, his spirit left his body with him, saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And it is believed that it was the place of the crucifixion for sure, and probably the place of the stoning. The Jews didn't crucify, they stoned. And it was probably the place of the stoning of the first Christian martyr, Stephen. And what did he say? Forgive them. Nobody could do anything to you that's worse than crucifying or stoning. Just forgive. Read your love card. We've got it. We'll send it to you. Or just read 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8, especially in the Amplified Bible, and know that the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit. And just read it over and over. It's so troubling. As he told us, don't have schisms and divisions. So make it your aim this Christmas to close any schisms and divisions. If you have to go to someone, throw your arms around their neck. Ask them to forgive you. Even if you didn't do anything wrong, but notice, noticing is a suffered wrong. Oh, how wondrous it would be if we, the body of Christ, could come into a great state of unity. Bless the Lord. Praise his name.
Hallelujah.
I've asked the
Hallelujah.
Father to forgive anyone who said anything against me. I don't know of anybody saying anything against me, but I did pray in my prayer today, Father, if they have, forgive them. And I know he will. I know he will. Praise his name. So wondrous to be able to forgive and get rid of things in your heart that are troubling to you. Well, Brother Max, what
Amen.
did the Lord give us to pray about today?
Well, let's see here. It started with Isaiah 13:13. Isaiah 13:13. First statement. As you draw near to the end, when there will be, oh, a physical shaking, a physical shaking of the earth, a physical shaking of the earth. See the book of Revelation. See the book of Revelation, a key event. That's the statement. As you draw near to the end, when there will be a physical shaking of the earth, see the book of Revelation, a key event. Next statement described, described repeatedly, REPEATEDLY, repeatedly throughout that book, throughout that book of images and visions. Images and visions, great earthquake. That's the statement. Great earthquake. So from the beginning, repeatedly throughout that book of images and visions with an S, great earthquake.
You mind if I read that back to you, Brother Max?
Yes, please.
As you draw near to the end, when there will be a physical shaking of the earth, see the book of Revelation, a key event, described repeatedly throughout that book of images and visions, great earthquake.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank
then
you.
The Lord give, yeah, then the Lord give us Hebrews 12, 26. And then I believe it's Hebrews 12, 26 and 27. Yeah, I believe it is. So Hebrews 12, verses 26. Oh, and 27. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm not there yet. Okay, praise the Lord. Another Hebrew, 12, 25, and through 29. Okay. So Hebrews 26 and 27, and Hebrews 12, verses 25 through 29.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because, yeah. Well, praise the Lord. Next statement is underlined. And it reads like this. This is the time when the law... Yeah. This is the time when the law going to men. M-A-N. This is the time when the law going... I'm sorry, coming. I need to focus here. So the law coming, not going, I'm sorry. This is the time when the law coming to men. It shall be shaking. It shall be shaking the nations of the world. It shall be shaking the nations of the world, and their very foundations. So the statement is underlined. I'm going to read it again. This is the time when the law coming to men, it shall be shaking the nations of the world and their very foundations.
But is that word law, L-A-W?
That is correct, L-A-W.
Thank you.
Next scripture here. Boy, the Lord doesn't give us this book often. I don't even remember if he gave us this book. H-A-G-G-A-I.
Haggai.
I just want to, yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it, so that's why I spelled it. Haggai.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So Haggai 2, verses 6 and 7. Haggai 2, 6 and 7. Exodus, the book of Exodus, 19, 18. Then he gave us Joel, the book of Joel, 2:31. Joel 2:31. Next statement. Okay, read like this. Massive land transformation. Yeah, massive land transformation occur, O-C-C-U-R, shifting mountains. Occur shifting mountains in this prayer with my prophet and friend. Yeah, in this prayer with my prophet and friend. Nothing is stable, S-T-A-B-L-E. Nothing is stable. not even, not even the earth under their feet. And I has their attention. Okay, I'll read it again. Massive land transformation occur, shifting mountains in this prayer with my prophet and friend. Nothing is stable, not even the earth under their feet. And I have their attention. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Moving along here, Revelation 12, verses 7 through 10. Okay, next statement is underlined. And read like this. Let's see. Yeah, all of it is underlined. I am referring to a major world, WORLD, I am referring to a major world changing event. I am referring to a major world changing event. A powerful, demonstration. Let me spell this. Demonstra. I'm not sure if this is LION or TION. Okay.
Demonstration.
Okay. Demonstration. That's why I got. Yeah, the T is not clear, but I think it's a T. Demonstration. A powerful demonstration of God's presence. Sinai. Yeah. Like at Sinai. Or Judgment Day that reveals what truly permanent, P-E-R-M-A-N-E-N-T, permanent or permanent? Okay.
Permanent,
okay. I am referring to a major world-changing event, a powerful demonstration of God's presence, like at Sinai or Judgment Day, that reveals what truly permanent. And this statement was all underlined. Next statement. Major, read like this, major impact.
Is this underlined, brother?
No, the one before it is underlined. Okay. End with permanent is
permanent.
Underlined. Start with that. Yeah, permanent, yeah. This one is not. Major impact to create a significant world. I'm not sure if this is L, but I'm going to spell it as an L. I'm going to go
spell
with an
it.
L. Maybe I. Okay. A L T E R I N G, or could be
Altering.
I. What is
Altering.
it?
Altering. It
Altering.
means
Oh, it's an
changing.
L. Okay.
Altering.
Oh.
Altering. It means
That is correct.
changing.
Okay. Altering, impact, and change. Trump. Yeah, his name and end. And change Trump. Okay. Major impact to create a significant world altering impact and change Trump. That is a statement. Very interesting. Praise the Lord. Okay. Next is Joel, the book of Joel 2:30. Oh, that was 31. Okay, praise the Lord. Joel 2:30. Psalm 18:7. Psalm 18 verse 7. Numbers 6:24 through 26. Numbers 6:24 through 26. Okay. Moving along, next statement. Oh, this one, the end of it is underlined, but I'll let you know. So the beginning of it is not, but the end is. Get ready. Get ready to move with God. Get ready to move with God and don't let any prejudices.
Prejudices.
Okay, I thought it's a prejudice, but it's prejudices. Okay. Any prejudices of yours stand in the way. Stand in the way of God's plans. Stand in the way of God's plans within us. Now the underlined part. You are to be involved. Yeah, you are to be involved in the Lord's work. Be determined. You are to be involved in the Lord's work. Be determined. So you are is underlined with, start with you. You are to be involved in the Lord's work. Be determined. To determine is underlined. Get ready to move with God and don't let prejudices of yours stand in the way of God's plans. Underlined, you are to be involved in the Lord's work. Be determined. Okay. Next here is Isaiah. Verses 6:1.
What chapter? What chapter?
Isaiah 6.
Okay.
Yeah. Isaiah 6:1. I'm just looking because it's not like Isaiah 6:1 through 8. It looked like Isaiah 6:1 and 8. So whatever in between is not in this.
Or it could be Isaiah 6:18. We'll check.
Okay, yeah, well, there's a big gap. Okay, well, yeah,
We'll check.
yeah, we'll leave it up to you. Okay, that's okay. Praise
It'll
the
be
Lord.
clear when we go there.
Oh, sure. Then the book of Acts 11, verses 2 through 5. Acts 11, verses 2 through 5. Next statement, read like this. church. Be attentive. A-T-T-E-N-T-I-V-E. Be attentive.
Attentive.
To the Lord. Attentive. To the Lord. To the Lord. Leading. Leading into the harvest.
What leading is the word after Lord's?
Leading. L-E-A-D-I-N-G.
Okay.
The Lord leading into the harvest and desire, yeah, and desire the Holy Spirit within us. And desire the Holy Spirit's gifts for the work of God's ministry. Wow. For the work of God's ministry. Okay. Church, be attentive to the Lord leading into the harvest and desire the Holy Spirit's gifts for the work of God's ministry. All right. Then the Lord gave us 1 Corinthians 14, 1. 1 Corinthians 14, 1, 4, verse 1. And after that, Miss Billy, two verses, which is 24 and 25. Now, I'm not sure if there's 1 Corinthians 24, but I believe maybe it's 14, 24, 25.
Okay, we'll check it.
Yeah, so why don't you just put, because they're right, like in one line, you know.
Okay.
14, 1, and then 14, 24, 25, and we'll see. Praise the Lord. Psalm 51, 13. Psalm 51, 13. Next statement. Pray for the salvation of souls. S-O-U-L-S. Yeah. Pray for the salvation of souls. The Apostle Paul did. And be ever ready to share God's word. Okay, I'll read it again.
Just a minute. I think we're, hold on.
Okay, I was going to start from the beginning. I'll wait.
I think it's ever ready. Not over ready, but ever ready.
Oh, yeah, it is. E-V-E-R.
That's right.
Okay.
Ever ready. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Pray
Max,
for the soul.
I want to tell you something.
What?
You do a magnificent job of reading these back for the first time. You do a wonderful job.
Thank you, Ms. Villa. So, I read them better after the fact, but now
Sure you do.
I'm getting better.
The first time over, you're doing fine.
Amen.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Where was I? Yes. Pray for the salvation of souls. The Apostle Paul did. And be ever ready to share God's word. Okay. Now we have Romans 10:1. Romans 10:1. Psalm 2:8. Psalm 2:8. Next statement is underlined. Let's see. Yeah, all of it is underlined. And read like this. A supernatural move of God. A supernatural move of God to prepare you all for it. Or for it. A supernatural move of God to prepare you all for it. Listen to me. who knows, listen to me, who knows where there are plenty of, oh, catchable fish. Yeah, catchable fish. Yeah, that's the statement. I read it again. A supernatural move of God to prepare you all for it. Listen to me. Who knows where there are plenty of a catchable fish? Okay. This statement is underlined. If I didn't say that, it's all underlined.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gave us John 21, 3 through 6. John 21, 3 through 6. Oh, here we go. Next statement. Oh, this is the last statement, actually. To read like this. These fishermen had the good sense to listen to me. That is the statement. Wow. These fishermen had the good sense to listen to me. Trust in me.
Praise the Lord.
I don't know where we're going, but
that sounds like he's using us to pray on some pretty end-time things.
Yeah.
And we will offer the Book of Revelation for $100 in our 3BI class. You can go online, 3BI, and we'll offer that so that you can take a look into it. Hallelujah. I have to move across the room here. It's a little different than when I'm in my prayer chair at home. Okay. Isaiah 13:13. Therefore, I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of Jehovah of hosts. Draw near to the end, when there will be a physical shaking of the earth. See the Book of Revelation. A key events described repeatedly throughout that book of images and visions. Great earthquake. Now, if it is during the time of the wrath of God, we're praying something over into the time of the tribulation. But we'll see. Hebrews 12, 26 and 27. And I'm going to read the Amplified because it mentions Mount Sinai. Then at Mount Sinai, his voice shook the earth. But now he has given a promise. Yet once more I will shake and make tremble not only the heaven but earth, but also the heavens. Now, this expression, yet once more, indicates the final removal and transformation of all that can be shaken. That is, of that which has been created, in order that what cannot be shaken may remain and continue. So that explains to you that this could be the final shaking in the tribulation time. See to it that you do not refuse him who is speaking. For if they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, much less will we escape if we reject him who warns from heaven. At that time, Mount Sinai, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. This phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of things that are shaken. That is, things that have been made in order that the things that cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus, let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. There is coming a shaking when everything will be taken out of this earth and only what God wants will remain. Underlined. This is the time when the law coming to men, it shall be shaking the nations of the world and their very foundations. Haggai 2, 6 and 7. For thus saith Jehovah of hosts, once more, in a little while, I am going to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and also the dry land. I will shake all the nations, and they will come with the wealth of all nations, and I will fill this house with glory, says Jehovah of hosts. Now that could be, if we go down to the very end, it could be the Millennial Temple. If it's in our lifetime, it might be a wealth transfer into the temple that we are. I don't know which we're praying about here. Exodus 19:18. Now, Mount Sinai was all wrapped in smoke because Jehovah had descended on it in fire. The smoke of it went up like the smoke of a kiln, a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled greatly. Joel 2:31. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. Massive land transformation occur, shifting mountains in this prayer with my prophet and friend. Nothing is stable, not even the earth under their feet. And I have their attention. Revelation 6:12. Now, Revelation 6:12 is into the time of the tribulation. So I think maybe we're praying over into the tribulation right now. Yeah. And I beheld deep. When he had opened the... Sir?
I'm sorry, I just said it's deep.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. This is definitely over into the tribulation time. Revelation 12, 7 through 10. Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought back. Satan is the dragon. But he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down. This war already happened. That ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world, he was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night. You know, there's filling and fulfilling. There was a war already in which Jesus saw him fall as lightning from the sky. But this is probably a future war. underlined. I am referring to a major world-changing event, a powerful demonstration of God's presence, like at Sinai or Judgment Day, that reveals what truly permanent. In other words, what is truly permanent, because everything else can be shaken away. That was all underlined. Now this is not. Major impact to create a significant world-altering impact and change, Trump. Joel 2:30. And I will show wonders in the heavens and on earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun will... No, that's it. That's it, Joel 2:30.
Okay.
Psalm 18:7. Then the earth shook and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains were trembling and were shaken, because he was angry. Number 6, 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Oh,
that's the priestly blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
That's us. That's us.
Yeah.
Get ready to move with God and don't let any prejudices of yours stand in the way of God's plans. And then underlined. You are to be involved in the Lord's work. Be determined.
Mm.
Now let's just see what this Isaiah is. Let's first try Isaiah 6:18 and see what that is. And there will be a tenth portion in it, and it will be subject to burning like a terebinth or an oak, whose stump remains when it is felled. The holy seed is its stump. Now,
that's
no, that
one.
Isn't right. There
no,
isn't
do
any 6:18. There isn't any 6:18.
Then do 6:1 and 8. And
okay.
Skip everything in between. Just 1 and 8.
Okay.
Let's see.
Here we go.
That's what I'm thinking.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. And the train of his robe filled the temple. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then he said, here am I. Send me. I think that's right. That's exactly right. Isaiah saw the vision. And then he said, who will go? And he's talking about us. That's exactly right.
Okay.
Acts 11, 2 through 5. And when Peter came up to Jerusalem, those who were circumcised took issue with him, saying, you went to uncircumcised men and ate with them. But Peter began speaking and proceeded to explain to them in orderly sequence, saying, I was in the city of Jaffa praying, and in a vision, in a trance, I saw a vision, an object coming down from a great sheet lowered by four corners from the sky, and it came right down to me. You see here, Peter had prejudices. He had prejudices against the Gentiles. You might have prejudices against the Jews. Whatever, don't let them get in your way to what God tells you to do. Church, be attentive to the Lord's leading into the harvest and desire the Holy Spirit's gifts for the work of God's ministry, church. 1 Corinthians 14:1. Pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. And now we'll do 14, 24, and 20. But if all prophesy and an unbeliever or outsider enters, he's convicted by all. He's called to account by all. The gifts of his heart are disclosed, and so falling on his face, he will worship God and declare that God is really among you. So this is talking about desiring the gifts of the Spirit and especially the gift of prophecy. Now, how do we desire them? We desire that they operate, whether or not they operate through us. We desire that they operate in our churches. We desire that they operate however God wants to use them, because God says, and I know of many cases where a prophecy came and he spoke to someone so plainly, or tongues, and they heard it in their own language. But anyway, it's going to take supernatural gifts, and that's we're to desire them. Psalm 51:13. I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Hallelujah.
Can you elaborate on that one, Miss Vidi? Just kind of know what it is.
Sir?
I was wondering
you read it again?
If you can explain it a little bit. Psalm 51, sir.
This is talking about sinners being converted.
Oh.
It's talking about the harvest.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I will teach transgressors your ways, God's ways, and sinners will be converted to you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, this is talking about the harvest and those who are transgressors. God's going to be teaching them. Here, it's David who said, I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you or be converted to you. So it's talking about God's people teaching transgressors, and sinners will be converted. There will be a harvest.
Amen.
Pray for the salvation of souls. The Apostle Paul did. And be ever ready to share God's word. See, this is talking about sinners coming to the Lord. Romans 10:1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is their salvation. Psalm 2:8. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the very ends of the earth your possession. Now, actually, it's talking here about the Messiah. And, let's just go back up a verse, and that'll prove it to you. He said to me, you are my son, today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will surely give you the nations as your inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth as your possession. Okay, he's the head, and we're the body. We're the body of Christ. So we're to ask of the Father to give the Lord and his body, the nations, those who don't have a covenant with God. We're to ask for them. We're to pray for the nations to come in and to belong to the Lord. Underlined, a supernatural move of God to prepare you all for it. Listen to me, who knows where there are plenty of catchable fish.
Mm-hmm.
He's really talking about sinners coming in.
Yeah.
John 21, 3 through 6, we're to pray for them and we're to teach them and we're not to have prejudice and let's see, John 21, 3 through 6. Simon Peter said to them, you see, as far as they know, Jesus has been crucified. So Peter said, I'm going to go back to fishing. This is after the Lord's raised already from the dead. We went to the place where this happened. It was so blessed. One of my favorite places to go. Simon Peter said to them, I'm going fishing. And they said to him, we will also come with you. They went out into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. But when the day was breaking, Jesus stood on the beach or the shore. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. So Jesus said to them, children, do you have any fish? They answered him, no. And he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find a catch. So they cast, and then they were not able to haul it in because of the great number of fish.
Wow.
These fishermen had the good sense to listen to me. So what do I get from this? The world's going to go into tribulation, but we've got some time first for preparation and a supernatural move of God, and we're to be involved in praying for the sinners and teaching them and moving with God and doing what God tells us, listening to him, and he'll lead us. He'll lead you to the fish that you can catch. All right, folks, I'm going to have to go pretty quickly here because it is now 5:21, and at 6 o'clock, we have an appointment with some soldiers down in the lobby to light Hanukkah candles. And then I'll eat after that and then come back up for our second prayer. And I'm really eager to go into it after all what came now. So that will be at 12:15 Minneapolis and Branson time, 15 minutes past the hour wherever you are. So, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.